Let me hear that. I think it's time to go party. Anyways, the reason we use that, I know it's still November, but Band-Aid 1984 features in the new sequel, movie sequel, Daddy's Home 2. And last night, hundreds of fans came out to the Irish premiere of Daddy's Home, which is released on Wednesday, the 22nd of November nationwide. The film sees father and stepfather, Dusty, who's played by Mark Wahlberg, and Brad, who's played by Will Ferrell, joining forces to provide their kids with the perfect Christmas. Their partnership is put to the test when Dusty's old school macho dad Mel Gibson, one of my heroes, and Brad's affectionate and emotional dad John Lithgow arrive just in time to throw Christmas into complete chaos. Now, Henry McKean was at the premiere for us last night and he joins us now. Before I ask you what the atmosphere was like, a double loaded question. What was it like for the stars to meet you? Did you have a good time with them? Were they glad to meet you? Did you give them your autograph?
They were delighted. And I have met Will Ferrell before. And Will, as ever, was absolutely lovely. So many online journalists now on red carpets. The traditional media, like TV, print and radio, we get pushed back. Big crowds came out. And fans from around the world. Film premieres used to be in the Savoy on O'Connell Street in Dublin. But they're changing that to a 5-screen, which is a shame, really. So they've moved it to the Odeon there beside the 3 Arena. I met these fans from around the world.
I get to watch a film.
John Cena is always quite good. He's, you know, in funny films now, so.
Mark Wahlberg, Will Ferrell, two great actors. Will Ferrell is comedy genius.
Because they're gorgeous. Why wouldn't you be? If you were a woman, you'd be into them.
Who's your favourite?
Will Ferrell, because he's just hilarious.
Films are just amazing. Like, I literally know probably every word of each of his films.
Mark Wahlberg. I like him, but I know he's kind of controversial in a lot of ways, too. Like, he's done a lot of films. I like his movies. I like his work.
I'm in love with Mel Gibson. From Going Back Years, Braveheart.
So going back to Braveheart, Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon. Pleasure to be here.
Will Ferrell's the best out of all.
All the way from Liverpool.
Mel Gibson.
And we love Mel Gibson. We've got a daughter with a disability. I have a younger daughter. And he helped. He's had bad press.
So you think he's a good guy?
No. He is, because you know what? He helped her years ago when she was little. He kept it quiet.
I think he's just a human being.
He's a human being who's made mistakes.
Fans from all ages there, Henry. You saw the movie. What was it like?
Well, good fun. Lots of gags. So many Irish families as we speak, many modern and blended families out there, so many people can relate to this film. I met Will Ferrell, and he is some crack. He's actually a lovely guy, a bit like Shane here. He's actually quite genuine.
Only funny and rich. Yeah.
He's very humble. Obviously, he's the star of Anchorman and Christmas movies like Elf, and he was on form. I went to ask him a question, but an online young journalist stepped in. Hi there, Henry. I met you a couple of years ago. Okay. Good to see you again.
Good to see you too.
Tell us about your Longford connection.
Oh, wow. Sorry. I was just cut right in.
No, that's all right. I was here all...
Well, lovely to meet you again. Henry McKean from News Talk. It's a great film. I've seen it. I enjoyed it. It made me laugh. And there's bits of Elf in there, and there's also, I suppose, bits of Anchorman. Yeah. What did you love about it?
Well, I think we just love the fact that it's so... fun for families to see. I think it's also a wonderful kind of mix of so many characters, and everyone gets to be funny, which is hard to do. John and Mel kind of stepped right in and are perfect as our dads. And it has like a surprising, funny, but very warm ending.
Henry, I suppose my first instinct would have been you'd use your elbow there to push the hack out of the way. But
there's lots of shoving.
But they were looking for the Longford connection, I
think it's F-A and he changed it to F-E as they do in the States.
So his family originally from
Longford?
He's
got lots of Irish connections and he comes here often. He's a great, fun guy. Really, really good
but
guy.
But he wanted to talk to News Talk first. That was the most important thing.
Hollywood, by the way, has been fighting demons in recent weeks. And you met Mel Gibson, who has made a bit of a comeback in recent years. How is he? Has he dealt with his own demons?
Well, he's a hugely charismatic character. And you can feel his presence on the red carpet. But there is a lot of darkness there. And I asked him about the darkness in Hollywood. This movie is all about family and it's all about laughter and happiness. Did you enjoy making it?
Yeah, it was a hoot. Yeah.
And, you know, yourself and the way Hollywood is right now, is it good to get away from that darkness and come to a happy country like Ireland and your connections with Braveheart?
Wow, you just filled it all in for me. Listen, it's a really good thing to sort of like focus on something that's like family oriented, that's happy, that's funny, that's upbeat, because I think a lot of light's being shined into a lot of dark places right now, and it's, and rightfully so. And it's tragic in a sense because, you know, a lot of the poor victims have to you know, relive it. Torture's for them, but they'll get free by re-examining it.
You've come out of hard times and in a way you've been reincarnated and you've had such success. What is the secret? What is the magic?
Of what? I don't know.
Or just keep getting gigs in Hollywood.
You just don't stop breathing, you know.
I'm a big fan of Mel Gibson. Loved him in Lethal Weapon. I know your man is looking at me here, Shane, saying, "Oh, well, there's a big surprise."
The Passion of the Christ.
I knew you'd like Lethal Weapon.
The Passion of the Christ too. I like the Passion of the Christ.
He made 610 million out of that, and he keeps going.
Passion of Christ. People dismiss it because it's a religious film. It is actually an extraordinary film. Brilliant film. Mother and son relationship.
Didn't know you were so religious, Shane.
Oh, I think it's a fantastic film.
Now, Henry.
And Braveheart.
So, Henry, who else did you meet?
Well, I got to meet Mark Wahlberg and John Lithgow. I really like John Lithgow. And I got to ask him about blended families and The Crown. John Lithgow, when it comes to you as a character, I mean, you'd make a good dad if you were my real dad. Obviously, you're not. What did you love about this film? And for blended families everywhere, what message does it give?
That's a wonderful question. It's a comedy about trying to blend a blended family, a blended, extended, dysfunctional family. And Christmas is the only chance you have to do that, really.
And can you give me a bit of Winston Churchill from The Crown? Just a tiny bit.
No.
Mark Wahlberg, Henry King from News Talk. Lovely to meet you again. Tell me, you know, this film for, I suppose, stepdads everywhere, what does it mean?
You know, it's really about doing the right thing, coming together and doing what's best for the kids. And so to see these guys to be able to kind of coexist and work together, put their differences aside, it's nice. And we've seen a lot of co-dads that have been inspired by the film.
What an anodyne answer. I believe he's a bit standoffish.
Well, I think Mark Wahlberg, you know, he's a huge Hollywood star. He takes himself very seriously. Perhaps he was a little bit jet lagged, and perhaps, you know, sometimes he can be a little bit challenging, to be honest.
So he's obviously not from Longford.
There's a euphemism I've ever heard of. Difficult to work with?
Henry McKean, thank you very, very much for that. And the Irish premiere, Daddy's Home 2, will be in all cinemas, all good cinemas, like all good bookstores, from November the 22nd. And it's packed with jokes and one-liners.
Yeah, worth a look.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for that, Henry.
Okay, Daddy's Home.